السلام عليك يا وارث آدم.
السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي.
السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم.
السلام عليك يا وارث موسى.
السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى.
السلام عليك يا وارث محمد.
السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني، أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبين استعين صلى الله عليك أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is November 29th, coinciding with the third day of Muharram. Today we are concerned with an excerpt of the Warif Ziyarat text issued by the 6th Infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in response to a request posed by one of his companions by the name of Safwan ibn Mihran al-Jammal. Today in this program, we are going to focus on an excerpt beginning with Ashhadu annaka qad aqamta as-salata wa atayta az-zakah. Now we are going to listen to the Arabic text followed by its English translation, and then my explanations will come.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين.
I bear witness that verily you established the prayers, gave the zakat to the needy, commanded to do what is right and lawful, not to do that which is wrong and unlawful, obeyed Allah and His Messenger till the inevitable came unto you.
فَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً قَتَلَتْ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً ظَلَمَتْ.
So Allah condemns those who killed you to eternal punishment. Allah cast those who maltreated you into hell.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سمعت بذلك فرضيت به.
Allah damns those who heard the event and rested satisfied.
Yes, in this excerpt starts in this way. أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر وأطعت الله ورسوله حتى أتاك اليقين. I bear witness that verily you established the prayers of the Salat and paid off the zakat, the prescribed share, to the needy. وَأَمَرْتَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَيْتَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Commanded to do what's right and lawful, not to do that which is wrong and unlawful. وَأَطَعْتَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ حَتَّى أَتَاكَ الْيَقِينِ. And obeyed Allah and His Messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, until the inevitable death came unto you. The first section, أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة, it means that the gist of Islam is submission to God. Now, what's the symbol of submission to God? Certainly, prayer and saying prayer, offering prayers, ritual prayers, I mean, are nothing but a sign of submission to God. أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة, I bear witness that you established prayers. Okay, it means that a prayer must be specially for the God the Exalted. وَأَتَيْتَ الزَّكَاةَ, and paid off the zakat. What's the zakat? A share we give to the needy. This share may be material, may be non-material. about material share, we may give examples of material share, as for example some foodstuff, some grains of wheat, for example, as prescribed in Shia Fiqh. However, regarding non-material share, we may give examples of guiding people and taking people to the right path. Certainly, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, through his martyrdom, showed the right path to people and indicated that everybody must be concerned with establishing the spirit of prayers, the spirit of total submission to God, as well as giving people guidance, the right guidance. وَأَمَرْتَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَيْتَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ You took people to the right path. You invited people to enjoy good, to do good jobs. وَنَهَيْتَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And prohibited people from practicing what has been regarded unlawful and illegal in the religion of Islam. This أَمَرْتَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَيْتَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ This means that the gist of Islam was expressed in the words and deeds of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Certainly, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, through his martyrdom, achieved this responsibility and performed it in the best way. How? In what way? وَأَتَعْتَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ حَتَّى أَتَاكَ الْيَقِينَ You have followed Allah, God, وَرَسُولَهُ and his prophet, the Prophet Muhammad. How much? حَتَّى أَتَاكَ الْيَقِينَ To the last minute of his life. It means that the whole life of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was in the cause of God, in the cause of the Prophet of God, in the Prophet Muhammad, without any delay, without any divergence, without any problem, such that the whole life and times and words and deeds of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were all lessons for people, for taking people from the wrong way to the right path. But, as we know, those people never recognized the value of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, opposed him and killed him. So, the oppressors here receive the curse of God. They receive the curse of God. They receive the anathema of God. فَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً قَتَلَتْكَ So may God curse those people who killed you. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً ظَلَمَتْكَ And hence may God curse those people who did unjust on you. Not only killed you, but also those who did unjust to you.
وذي وين تبي ولاف and your struggle of Hussein gave up all that you held dear yet we cannot comprehend yet we cannot comprehend The immensity of your pain, the immensity of your pain.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِعَتْ بِذَٰلِكَ فَرَدِيَتْ بِهِ And even may God curse those people who heard the news of your martyrdom and didn't say anything and never opposed the ruling Umayyad regime. As we know, in the time of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, some people came to help Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but some people opposed Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, fought him. Some people didn't fight him directly, but helped those who came to fight Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. These people, I mean the second category, are also cursed. And finally, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِعَتْ بِذَٰلِكَ فَرَدِيَتْ بِهِ Not only those people, but also other people who heard the news of Imam al-Husayn's martyrdom and sat still and remained still and remained inactive and remained dormant. It has a lesson for us. Even today, after some 15 centuries, I mean past that event and incident, we aren't entitled, we aren't expected to remain still. But we have to do something. We have to prove active with regard to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Even today, those people who know that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was martyred out of the oppression of the Umayyad monarchs and the Umayyad rulers did unto him, but they don't say anything, they may also be regarded as people who fall in this category. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمَعَتْ بَذَلِكَ فَرَدِيَتْ بِهِ. So whoever listens, whoever receives the news of the tragic martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, nobody is expected to remain still, to remain inactive, to remain dormant. A sensible Muslim must be active in disclosing the real face of the Umayyad hegemony in this regard. And to explicate that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was martyred for taking people to the right path. It follows that the commemorative sessions held these days in different forms, according to different cultures and different nations and different ritual practices, all of them are in a way showing that the recipients of the news of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom are also active. So, in order to show that we are active in this regard and we aren't inactive, we aren't dormant, first and foremost, we have to spread the news of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. We have to spread the news of Imam al-Hussein's messages. And finally, we have to take part in Imam al-Hussein's commemorative sessions held in memory of Imam al-Hussein's tragic martyrdom. Surely, no tragedy in the world may match the most heart-rending episode of tragedy of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam on the day of Ashura. To wrap up this section, I should like to mention that Imam al-Hussein's aims have been explicated here in order to establish the raison d'etre for saying prayer, for saying salat, and giving zakat, I mean giving the share to the needy, and directing people to the right path. These were the reasons for which Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was martyred, and also he achieved this one. And finally, the curse of Allah is invoked for those who helped the Umayyad regime and for those who still hear the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam but remain dormant and inactive. Inshallah, the rest of the program will come the next day.
Every clean soul on this planet will shout your name. From my heart.